GOP rips dystopian DHS plans for disinformation governance board. Orwellian abuse of power by Biden admin. By Joshua Klein on April 27, 2022. Republican officials ripped recent plans of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to set up a disinformation governance board intended to combat misinformation online, describing it as an Orwellian abuse of power and calling to defund it. During a congressional hearing Wednesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas discussed the just-established board, which is to be directed by Nina Jankowicz, a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center who helped downplay information from Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020, asserting it was likely a Russian influence op. In response, Republicans blasted the move, with many comparing it to the Ministry of Truth that disseminated propaganda in the classic dystopian fiction novel 1984. While others pointed to Jankowicz's past, accusing her of promoting disinformation herself. Biden's Department of Homeland Security just selected this woman to lead its disinformation unit, wrote Representative Andy Biggs, Oz. Looks like she has to counter her own disinformation. Speaking of disinformation, wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, as he shared a 2020 tweet from Jankowicz appearing to downplay the Hunter Biden laptop fiasco. Liberals use the phony term misinformation to smear those who hold any opinion that differs from their elitist, progressive worldview, wrote Senator Jim DeMint, RSC. This is an Orwellian abuse of power by Biden DHS against Americans' right to free speech, he added. They didn't need a disinformation governance board until Elon Musk threatened their control over the narrative, wrote Representative Troy Nels, RTX. Rather than police our border, Homeland Security has decided to make policing American speech its top priority. They're creating a disinformation board, wrote Senator Josh Hawley, RMO. No, really. And take a look at the views of the leftist radical running it, he added. The libs spent the last weeks planting the seeds for the backup plan in case the Twitter deal actually happened, wrote Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO. Today's news of a Biden-backed disinformation governance board is dystopian, she added. They can't afford to let the truth be anything but what they say. Just revealed, Biden's DHS is creating a disinformation governance board dedicated to countering misinformation, wrote Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, R. The same people who lied about COVID, Trump, the laptop from hell and the Russia hoax will now be creating a real Ministry of Truth, he added. No way. DHS Ministry of Truth. Congress must investigate. Now, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. Is there anything more dystopian than a disinformation governance board run by the federal government? Asked Florida congressional candidate Willie J. Montague. This is communism, asserted California congressional candidate Errol Weber. Will Nina comment in this post? Ministry of Truth is here, wrote Florida congressional candidate Eric Aguilar. Department of Homeland Security is creating a disinformation governance board, wrote Nevada congressional candidate Carolina Serrano. Wasn't the Department of Homeland Security created to combat terrorism? Surely there won't be any overlap here, right? Right? She added. When I get to the Senate, I'll defund the Biden administration's Ministry of Truth, wrote J.D. Vance, a GOP candidate for U.S. Senate in Ohio. This is downright scary. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.